I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, he was escorted from the presidential palace in his pajamas after a coup nearly 3 months ago, but now he is back and demanding a return to the presidency. The latest on former Honduran President Manuel Zelaya and the Honduran political crisis in a moment. But first, how this country is continuing to change. New census data shows that the number of people coming to America declined last year. That's for the first time in more than 30 years. That means that the overall percentage of foreign-born residents is static for the first time in many years. Joining us to talk more about this is Dimitrios Papadimitriou. He is the president and co-founder of the Migration Policy Institute. Welcome. Thank you so much for stopping in.
My pleasure.
Your organization is dedicated exclusively to the study of international migration patterns. So tell us, what is the reason for this drop?
Well, you know, the largest proportion of the explanation is, of course, the economy. Unlike what many people may have thought in the past, certain types of immigration is very responsive to the business cycle. So when the jobs in the United States started to disappear, two groups of immigrants stopped coming at anywhere near the rates that they used to come. The biggest number, of course, is illegal immigrants. The second but significant number is people on temporary work contracts, both at the high end, the middle end, and the low end. So you take these numbers, you know, accommodating the natural churning that always takes place. People come, people go. And what you have is a fairly static number. Now, I also want to emphasize that these are 2008 figures. So, you know, we still don't have information as to what is happening during the course of this year, where we're likely to see, you know, much larger changes than what we experienced last year.
Well, that makes sense because it's the official start of the recession was, I think, what, December 2007. So it shows, I guess, that immigration was immediately responsive to that reality.
It's exactly right. And the reason for that is because the first sectors that got hit, particularly construction and manufacturing, are also the sectors in which immigrants, and particularly illegal immigrants, are overwhelmingly found, disproportionately found in those two sectors. So the effect was almost immediate. You know, after a few months, people, you know, sort of saying, don't come. So this is people who go back and people who are coming in. Fewer people are coming in, some people are going back, and that's what you have now.
The data, for those who want to look it up for themselves, is the Census Bureau's American Community Survey that looks at year-to-year growth in the U.S. And which countries are most, or do we know this, which countries are more likely to be affected by this slowdown in immigration?
Well, I think that we can speculate on this and on the basis of other data systems. People from the neighborhood, as it were, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean, about 50% of all immigration to the United States comes essentially from the Americas, minus Canada. Another 30-some percent comes from Asia, the rest is Canada, Europe, and the rest of the world. So essentially what we're talking about are people from the neighborhood have not been coming at the rates that they used to come.
There's been so much discussion about increased enforcement measures. These have been big stories in many jurisdictions around the country, generate a lot of headlines and a lot of intense feeling, particularly, you know, the raids. Do you have any sense of whether increased enforcement measures are playing a role in these numbers?
I think that you have to accommodate that enforcement, both at the border and in the interior, have had some effect on this. But if you were to order, to rank order, what's most important, the largest, the majority of the explanation is the economy, probably the vast majority of the explanation. So we're going to test the proposition as to whether the border controls and the interior controls have been more effective or not once the economy takes off again. And then we'll see, you know, when people try to come back in, whether enforcement is going to deter some of them from trying to do the trek.
Now, you mentioned that that a lot of this is word of mouth. People will say, don't come. There's no work for you here. But you also said that sometimes people leave. Do we have any sense of how many people are, in fact, leaving? I mean, it's been an article of faith that people don't self-deport, as it were.
And I think that it's more than an article of faith. I mean, this is one of those things, you know, that actually happen. The reasons for people leaving have much more to do with what is happening at their country of origin than what is happening at the country of destination. Okay? So you have Brazilians in a fairly steady, not large, but steady stream, you know, leaving the country since 2006. This is much more explainable by the Brazilian economy, you know, sort of taking off than, you know, somehow the United States targeting Brazilians, which, you know, we have no evidence that this is, you know, what has been going on. Also, we're looking always at Mexican statistics, both people who come into Mexico, and we assume that virtually all of them are Mexicans coming from the United States, and people who leave Mexico. And we see over there, you know, sort of gyrations over the past many years, but no particular change. So we know that people go to Mexico, okay? But, you know, this is the back and forth.
And finally, we were talking about this a little bit before the broadcast. You're saying that this is actually a very incomplete story, that for to determine whether there are really long-term trends here, we need to look at additional information. What should we be looking for to determine whether there is something long-term and transformative going on here?
First of all, we should be looking for the Immigration Service releasing its data for the people who came in the country from last October to this October, and they should be released in the next month or two. Then we're going to be looking at the CPS, which is another sort of datum
current
that we
take.
Population survey. They ask a series, a battery of questions about immigration status in the spring of each year. And this is something that, you know, a lot of statisticians, you know, have managed to manage and speculate very, very effectively with that number.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you.
Dimitrios Papadimitriou is the president of the Migration Policy Institute, and he was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you again.
You're welcome.